Aloha, morons. Hello, I am Yolanda.
Hi.
And this is Dorothy. Today, Renee is not here like we explained last episode. But Dorothy's here.
Dorothy, a.k.a. some of you may know as Dusty.
Dusty in the house.
Oh, God, no.
And then that's when all the viewers just turns off because I'm lame.
Aw. They're like, well, we're
viewers,
done.
Listeners.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
In the future, I am going to have, what's it called, actual visual recording too.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said in every podcast episode, I am still in a beta. We're testing out, like, what works, what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so... All right, starting today's episode, it is spooky season, and
yeah,
I am...
Today is Halloween.
Yeah, which is great. I'm wearing a costume.
I'm not.
what's it called? I am a fruit bat. Mm-hmm. I almost forgot what I am for a second. But
I'm wearing a Halloween shirt.
Yeah.
I almost wore a onesie, actually. I have a panda onesie, but I have to walk up 6 flights of 19 stairs, and I said, fuck that. It's going to be like 100 degrees later because this is Southern California,
And
I'm not going to sweat my ass off.
You know what?
I'm not going to die of a heat stroke today.
The funny part is that today it's cold.
Yeah, it was freezing.
It's freezing cold. Do you want to say like what you just told me before we started?
Oh, in the car this morning... Take this with a grain of salt, just because it was, like, the car reading the temperature.
And it's still setting.
Supposedly, it was 28 degrees at my house.
Oh, my God.
Which is Fahrenheit, so it was technically below freezing.
Yeah.
Which is uncommon.
And I did wake up, like, super cold, and I have this tiny blanket that I'm using. It doesn't even cover my feet.
Mm-hmm.
So I might get sick. Later.
Oh,
today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, just for reference, by the way, last week, it was over 100 degrees.
Yeah, so the weather's crazy.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Honestly, I love the cold, though, so
me too.
I'm not complaining.
Mm-hmm. Same to me. Like, I even told my mom when it was hot, I want to go to Big Bear because it should be snowing by now. And then my mom hates the snow because she had so many, like, experience in Mexico, they don't have a lot of insulation and stuff like that. So she almost freezed to death so many times.
Jesus.
Yeah. So that way, she just hates it now, and we can't go anywhere if it's too cold. Like, she complains the whole way, and we're like, Mom, I want snow because California doesn't snow.
It's hot.
It's hot.
All the time.
All the time. Can you please give me some snow? And then I am such a, I love Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for Christmas. But I never had a white Christmas.
Never?
No. I always go to other places, but it's always hot or it's rainy.
Nice.
You know? And it's like, it's states where like it doesn't rain, like Hawaii. Mm-hmm. It doesn't snow. Florida. What the heck?
Yeah.
It's all humid weather.
I think it might, when I was, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm actually from Alabama. Before I moved, I remember it snowing once. I don't know if it was around Christmas. So I might have had one white Christmas.
No, lucky.
And then I went back there, this is kind of a downer. when my grandfather died, we went back for his funeral. It's okay, I barely knew him.
Oh, okay.
And not only was it not a white Christmas, but it was a rainy and wet and nasty Christmas. I remember it was gross, but I have very specific memories of playing Super Smash Brothers Melee with my cousins.
Oh.
That was fucking fun.
Yeah.
I was a Kirby main back in those days of baby Dorothy
baby
slash
Dorothy.
Baby Dusty. Little baby Dusty.
Baby Dusty rolling around.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but I love cold weathers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I hope it stays this way.
Mm-hmm.
Unless global warming and... fucks us up.
Enjoy the cold while it lasts, folks.
Yeah, it never lasts. I want to start off with what I said that I was going to start up last episode, which is my experience with Ghost. Mm-hmm. And I have two stories. So when I was younger, I lived in this apartment, and it was always haunted. All my neighbors had different experience from mm-hmm. what we had, but they were all haunted. What's it called? And reasons why I am traumatized are, like, I don't know. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this, but I do have a phobia of clowns and stuff like that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And I exploit it to its fullest extent.
She likes torturing me, guys.
Like, every time, because it's Halloween, we pass... Sorry, I just, like, completely talked over yourself. Every time we're at a store and we pass, like, a shitty clown, like, Halloween mask, because mm-hmm. they sell them for, like, $2 fucking everywhere. I'm like, hey, Yolanda, check this shit out.
I can't look at them, which is...
It's so funny.
It's funny for people. It's terrifying for me. But I...
Hey, if you ever find a disembodied head / walking hand, feel free.
Okay.
Feel free. That's her fear.
Yeah. What's it called? What's hilarious is that I don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't pinpoint it or why I'm so terrified from it.
Was it that, like, apartment?
Yeah. Maybe. What's it called?
Did you have a ghost clown?
You never know. What's it called? But my family don't understand why I'm afraid of clowns, and they always blame on movies. But mm-hmm. in the same time, as a kid, I didn't watch scary movies because I knew that I was already sensitive. Mm-hmm. That I'm like, no, you know. But there was a time mm-hmm. where this is not from a ghost story, but mm-hmm. My sister came, like, I was reading in the living room, uh-huh. and I was very focused on my big, ginormous book, because I'm like, oh my god, I'm a reader now.
Wow. Like,
let me, like,
get... You're real hot shit.
You just imagine, as a kid, I didn't like reading because mm-hmm. of the whole language barrier. I was still learning English, and mm-hmm. reading was very difficult for me, especially because of my disability and stuff like that, where I finally got interest of books. It was when I turned 16, mm-hmm. and people think this is embarrassing, but I like it that mm-hmm. My first book was Twilight. And the fandom
Everyone
was real.
Everyone needs a first.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, I bonded with the my teacher's assistant, mm-hmm. and she was reading that, and she actually gave me the book, and that's where I started collecting series, and I was reading, and I was so excited because they were humongous, and I was not putting it down. So that's why I was, like, accomplished.
Yeah.
You know? But... So I was reading in the living room, and my sisters decided to scare me because mm-hmm. we had this trunk. We have this trunk with a bunch of, like, costumes, and we never touched those costumes because they were mostly, mm-hmm. like, ours to play for a play date or things that my uncle will use for his shows, and then he'll just dump it in mm-hmm. there. So... I didn't know we had this, but my sister grabbed a clown mask, and it was like those masquerade mask.
Ooh.
So it was like half clown and half, like, human flesh, because that's your mouth, you know? So it was already scary enough for me, and she starts crawling, because I'm reading in the living room, but I'm on the floor. Because I wanted to be comfortable, and I thought the floor was comfortable. I'm weird. So I'm
doing... That goes without saying.
Yeah. Crisscross applesauce kind of form, reading. Mm-hmm. And then I see in my perimeter a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it?
It's peripheral.
Yeah, there. Thank you. I see something like a shadow move.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And we lived in a big house, and it had two floors, so I'm just like, what the fuck was that? You know? And then I'm like, oh, no. In my head, I'm like, I'm not going to look. I'm just going to continue reading. I'm going to be focusing on this. Whatever it is, it's going to go away. Now I see the shadow getting closer, and I'm like,
son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. It knows where I am. So I refuse to look at it. And then I hear my sister's voice.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, Yolanda. And then I'm like, what the heck? And I look up. She's wearing everything black.
Uh-huh.
This is how I remember it, by the way. And then I see just a clown right in my face. It was so close to my face because I was looking down and mm-hmm. I just went up. I literally almost touched this nose with my nose. That's how close she was. And I wanted to scream, but I was that shock thing where, like, I was so terrified and how close it was that I went back and punched her.
Oh,
I punched that nose. And all you hear is, oh, oh.
So your first and most traumatizing experience with a clown was you beating the fuck out of your sister?
That was not my first traumatized.
Oh, okay.
It was, I already had that fear and they knew about it.
Oh,
so they're
okay.
Teasing me because of
I thought this it. Was like the origin story
no.
of your fear.
My origin, we don't know where that came from. So it's like
I mean, it's not
I
like you didn't say that like 5 minutes ago and I'm an idiot. But okay.
To be fair, I had so many like weird fears. Mm-hmm. I was afraid of balloons too. And
I mean,
the popping
they kind of go hand in
yeah.
hand.
Yeah. And then loud noises because my disability and stuff. So we couldn't celebrate my birthday.
Yeah, basically everything birthday related.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you weren't afraid of cake. Cake?
Cake? Well, in my tradition, we slammed cake on your face.
Oh, so you were afraid of cake.
Yeah.
Birthdays are just out of the question?
Birthdays was out of the question. My family knew that they couldn't celebrate my birthday.
It's the worst day of the year.
You know what's so funny is that I always had bad lucks on holidays and birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I'm not celebrating my birthday and we're going to someone else, there's always something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think like bad luck, like, oh, like it's a little thing. No, I got stitches from it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, blood and everything. So, yeah, stay away from birthdays and holidays. When they both mix,
mm-hmm.
My sister, her birthday is like near Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And it landed on Easter. And because we're celebrating her birthday on in the park, short story, she, we made her a Winnie the Pooh cake and stuff like that. And so we
oh,
had like
adorable.
A kind of like picnic kind of thing. What could go wrong, right? My cousin was an asshole, and
of course,
yeah, and we're always fighting and stuff, but I'm the oldest one, so I'm just like, stay away from me, and then they were fine.
Mm-hmm.
I buy this like beach ball, and it has like, you know, the bell inside the ball, so whenever you hit it, you hear it kind of thing. So of course in the park, like there's a lot of people that sell candy or like popsicles or beach balls, and I had a dollar, so I'm like,
yeah.
I'm getting that beach ball. So I buy this beach ball.
Dollar well spent.
Yes, it was big too. So I'm like, this is great. So I'm balancing it. I had a rope thing, so I would never like leave my sight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never lose that thing. Balancing it, my cousin gets jealous
mm-hmm.
that I have a ball and he doesn't. So he comes and tries to take it away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Comes tries to take it away from me, and he ends up, I keep saying no, he gets angry, he pushes me. I grabbed him last minute.
How old was he?
He was like 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm 2 years older than him, so it was like we were not that off. So he pushes me, I end up grabbing him, we landed like on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we landed like right under a tree. The tree is huge, but, like, on the branch, you know, the roots kind of thing, that's
yeah.
where we landed. And that's where a branch was on my leg,
uh-huh.
under my leg, and it was stabbing me.
Oh, no.
And it was digging to my skin, and I start crying. And because...
I think that's the appropriate response at that point.
Yeah. So I didn't want to move because I'm like, it's stabbing me, I'm going to get it worse. Like, it's already in there. And then my cousin goes... Don't cry, please, don't cry. I'm going to get in trouble again. Look, I got hurt too. Let's get up. and he presses my leg down, the branch goes in, and I screamed, pushed him, pull my leg as hard as I can, booked it to my mom, and my aunt.
Well, I hope your mom is your friend.
Yeah, she is my friend. She's my best friend, guys. what's it called? But I go up to her, and I'm, like, crying, and then because she was talking to my aunt, so she starts going, don't interrupt me, you know.
Oh, God.
Not to interrupt me when I'm talking to your aunt, your tia, and then I stop crying because I'm shocked in this moment. And my aunt sees me bleeding, my socks being soaked by blood. Yeah, so then that's when she panics and she's like, look down. Oh, my God, what's wrong? So now, like, they start carrying me. They're like, are you okay, baby? And then there was a doctor in the park at the time. Perfect timing. He comes and he's like, I'm a doctor. Let me look at your leg. He actually takes me to the nearest hospital and say that there's a branch still stuck in there, and they sew me up. I did not feel a thing anymore because they put that medicine kind of thing.
Yeah.
The only thing that I do hate about this story is that afterwards I did not cry, and because I didn't cry, they were going to give me a lollipop. They were going to award me, which is great.
Oh, yeah, I know this.
Yeah. What's it called?
This is fucked up,
I
guys.
Come out. I come out, and the nurse is like, oh, your whole family's in here. Like, we all spread, you know? They're all here for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and a lot of us were just kids. So the nurse, like, oh, I'll give lollipops to everybody. So he gives everyone lollipops, even the kid that did this to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then turns around, and there was no more lollipops for me. And I was angry, and he's like, sorry, sweetie, let me check in the back. And then I just hear, like, whispers of another nurse, and, like, there's no more.
That's so fucked up.
And then, because I'm in a wheelchair.
Please tell me you're angry about this till today.
I would
never forget this shit.
Yeah, I'm still bitter. He claims that he loves me, and he treats me well. This cousin, now he changed completely.
Tell him.
Fuck you.
Owe me a fucking lollipop. You seven-year-old son of a bitch. And then he'll kick his ass.
Yeah. So he's like, he's still an asshole, but not to me. He thinks that I'm adorable because he's taller than me.
Weird.
Yeah. And bigger than me, so I'm like, woo. But but when I was a kid, I was so angry. I went up to him, slapped him. Grabbed the lollipop and put it in my mouth, and I'm like, it's not yours.
Thank you.
And rolled away because I'm in a wheelchair. what's it called?
That's the ending that I wanted.
Yeah, my mom was actually laughing. She couldn't yell at me, but she wanted to do it because my aunt's like, what the fuck? Are you going to tell her anything? And she's like, what can I tell her? She never defends herself. This time she actually did. And I was just like, my lollipop. And it was a red one, too. So I'm just like, delicious.
This is the best lollipop I've ever had. Too bad you'll never have one.
Yeah.
Bitch.
And then, like, there's a lot of stories me as a childhood where I'm afraid. There's a lot where I'm afraid of dolls. And I had life dolls and stuff like that. But have you ever had any experience
with a live doll?
No, with like anything that you're afraid of. Like, is there a reason why you're afraid of hands? And
there is, actually.
Yeah,
so this just proves that I'm old. I believe it was the very first episode of the Goosebumps TV show. Had like an episode about masks. It's been absolutely forever since I've actually seen this thing, but to those of you who've seen it, y'all know what I'm talking about. So the show is like really corny and really, you know, kind of dumb in hindsight, but there's something about that fucking episode that still kind of creeps me out to this day. So it was my favorite movie when I was a little kid was The Labyrinth. And we had a VHS of it, because I'm old, that was recorded with that episode of Goosebumps on it for some reason. It was like a double feature.
Oh my God.
So in order to get to the labyrinth, I'd have to either fast forward or just sit there and watch that episode of Goosebumps. But it fucking terrified me.
Yeah.
Because stupid baby Dorothy / baby Dusty thought that those weren't masks. She thought that those were floating heads. And that thought, to me, was absolutely fucking horrifying.
To be fair, those masks did talk.
Yeah, they, like, muttered. Like, when they were chasing the girl at the end, they were like... Wah, wah, wah. And I'm like, no, no.
No. I was actually afraid of those two, but...
They were so fucking scary, right?
Yeah. Ugh. And especially, like, the fear of putting a mask and it won't come off.
Yeah, but that never registered
dude,
to me.
Man.
It was just the heads.
It's like you already feel suffocating in mask like that, mm-hmm. where, like, there's no zipper in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then not the fear of not coming off. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is my new face. I don't want
to. There's, like, so long after that fear actually became, like, a solid thing, again, I was watching... I think Ghostbusters 2 when I was little,
mm-hmm.
of all movies, that fucking movie managed to terrify me because don't ask me anything about the plot, but I remember there was like one specific scene where they were like in an underground railroad, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden they are surrounded with like nightmarishly realistic, like severed heads,
mm-hmm.
that are like, they weren't like clean cut like in Goosebumps because those were masks.
Yeah.
Here they were like bloody and they were surrounding them, and I am like, well, I'm not going to bed tonight. Thank you, mother, for allowing me to watch this.
Yeah.
It just really fucked me up as a kid. So now anything with like disembodied human body parts,
mm-hmm.
mostly heads, but like hands also creep me out because they kind of move like spiders.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have arachnophobia, but I have what I like to call a healthy fear of spiders,
mm-hmm.
because where we live in Southern California, it has a lot of black widows, so if mm-hmm. you feel like that little, like,
crawling,
like a hair on your hand, you're like, fuck, please don't be a black widow. Okay, good, it's just a wolf spider.
Mm-hmm.
Get off of me.
You still wiggle,
yeah.
like you're afraid, but you're like, oh, you're just
yeah.
the little one, you know?
So. Yeah, disembodied human body parts.
Yeah.
Which luckily, like, never comes up. Like, there's never, like, a floating head around Target. So, I never had, like, clowns, unfortunately, come up pretty often. Floating heads / hands, not so much.
I also heard that you're afraid of aliens.
Yes. Well, I don't know why, but when I was a little kid, I saw the movie Signs, and... I just had, like, this weird phase where I was afraid of, like specifically gray aliens were, like, the creepiest kind, which, if you don't know, they're, like, the, the grayish, greenish ones with, like, the big heads and, like, the giant, bulbous black eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That just fucking terrified me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look up in the sky, and I would see, like, a plane, like, flying in the distance, and it sort of, like, reflects off of the sun, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's a UFO. So, like, in Signs, like, the whole thing was, like, aliens are, like, they're allergic to water, basically, which is kind of dumb in hindsight.
Especially because Earth is made of more of water than land.
Yeah. In hindsight, it was probably pretty dumb for them to come to the planet that's, like, what, 70-something percent water or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm like... I have to keep water next to my bed every day in case an alien comes in and tries to fucking kill me. So, yeah, those are my two... I'm not afraid of aliens anymore, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's all in the past. Still afraid of heads, though. That shit still creeps me out.
Heads aliens, or hands, too.
Mm.
And then talking about hands, I have heard of this story, but if you want to share.
Oh, no.
First of all, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't believe in ghosts. I'm a firm not-believer in ghosts.
It's funny because I love this relationship we have because mm-hmm. I do believe in ghosts and spirits and stuff like that, but you don't. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times where I am freaking out because mm-hmm. I do have a lot of fears, I need that support where someone's like, dude, it's not real. Like, why are you freaking out? You know? And then not only that, you also love me seeing that I'm scared because it absolutely. Makes everything fun, right?
It's so funny. It's interesting because I absolutely love horror movies mm-hmm. and, like, supernatural shit.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in ghosts IRL. I mean, like, obviously when I was a kid, I would get spooked out by shit, but as I grew up, I sort of realized, like, oh, that's not real. And as soon as that happened, never saw another ghost again. Mm-hmm. I believe it's a lot of your heightened imagination when you're younger. Or, yeah. You know, when you're an adult.
Yeah.
And also, I believe that your peripheral vision is more sensitive to movement.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see something out of the corner of your eye, which could be completely normal, like
mm-hmm. a hair,
a dust particle. Mm-hmm. My house is full of cats, so a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're already in
or
that
in
heightened
this case, a sister.
Yeah, or a sister in a clown mask.
Yeah,
like
still
you're,
scary.
And you're already like afraid of ghosts. I think you're sort of predisposed to being like, oh shit, well it's a ghost.
Yeah.
And in reality, it's to me like I. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mean to people that, you know, believe in ghosts mm-hmm. and whatever, but,
yeah,
like, for me personally,
we're still friends.
Yeah, personally, I think, you know, it can just be easily explained by, oh, it was just a hair.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a dust particle. Or maybe one of my cats.
Yeah. But I did hear a story about...
Yeah. I do... Sorry, I just, like...
It's okay. Yeah, I want you to say this story.
So... This happened when I was really, really young,
mm-hmm.
like maybe 6 to 8 years old, perhaps. I have terrible vision. You guys should know I'm basically blind without my glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's fashionista over here.
My designer Gucci. So
she got some Gucci glasses.
So. Basically, I don't believe that this actually happened the way that I remember it, but
mm-hmm.
I was so afraid at the time that I believe that what I think happened has sort of overwritten what really happened.
Yeah, like, to be fair, you mm-hmm. were very young, and then a lot of times...
I didn't have my glasses on.
Yeah.
Blind as a fucking bat.
Ay. And not only that, like, a lot of times when you're older,
mm-hmm.
the story starts changing.
Yeah.
Because it's just the way you
yeah.
remember it, you know? So that's why I'm like, whenever I tell stories, I kind of warn them, like, it's probably my imagination.
Yeah.
But... this is what happened.
Yeah.
And if there's multiple people there, we bounce on each other to kind of have, like, did this really happen,
mm-hmm.
you know? When it comes with just yourself, you can only rely on your memory.
Yeah, it sort of warps over time.
Yeah.
So, basically, this is a ghost story from someone that doesn't believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Which is
okay.
interesting.
So this is going to be kind of hard to describe. I have a bunk bed, and when I was little, I slept on the bottom bunk, right? On the parallel wall of my bedroom, it faces the same direction as my bed,
mm-hmm.
there was a mirror about halfway up.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was laying down on the bottom bunk of the bunk bed, I couldn't see myself, but if I looked in the mirror, I could see the top bunk. I don't know why, but I have this very terrifying and specific memory because I would always sleep with the lights on because I was a big baby.
Mm-hmm.
And
like me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You're still a baby.
Yeah.
She's got a little baby face. But I remember didn't have my glasses on and I was going to bed and I stretched and I lifted up my arm and... obviously, I could not see my arm, but I have a memory of seeing a pink arm-like appendage reach up from my top bunk, and I'm like, hold the fuck up.
You're like, that's not me.
Like, wait a minute. That's that's not supposed to happen. So I'm like, did that really just happen? So I put my arm down and I do it again, and then it pops up again. And then I was so fucking horrified by what I had just seen. I think this is probably why I'm also afraid of, like, hands.
Yeah.
That I couldn't even scream. And I remember I stayed still. I was just staring at the mirror until the sun came up. I was that fucked up.
Oh, my God.
That messed me up so bad. And then, like, for weeks and weeks, I would just sit and, like, scribble that hand on pieces of paper. And this is, like, I remember it being sort of, like, a really grotesque puce pink, like, burnt skin color.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is probably something that has happened, just, like, altered in my mind. I remember there being, like, sort of a webbing between their, like, the wrist and the shoulder, like, kind of like a bat, but it didn't have, like, the wing fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Ugh. That happened. Probably actually didn't happen. But that's what my brain remembers happening. And I sleep on that top bunk now, so.
Yeah. She's like, fuck you, hand.
You're gonna have to make room.
It's so funny because, like, I am a stubborn person.
Mm-hmm.
And, lately in this house that I live in, I keep hearing noises.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been living in this house for 4 years now, so it's like I never heard it when we first moved in. Mm-hmm. The first 2 years until now. And I hear it more where I used to sleep in the room where I used to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And now I sleep in the small room where it was my sister's. I heard this, like, bang, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got scared, but I didn't. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going to go in there and check. Like, I am not, like, those scary movies. I'm going to die if I go, you know?
Nice.
Yes, where, like, I'm always by myself at the house anyway, so that's why I didn't want to go in. And my dogs were growling at the door, and I'm just like, don't do that. No, 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 no. And we go to the living room, and we just stay there. Yeah. When my mom comes, I tell her, I'm like, hey, what happened and stuff like that. Then I forget about it. And then she asked me to grab a notebook, which mm-hmm. All my stuff is still in that room. So I'm like, without thinking about it, I open the door and I see my painting canvas.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I made a painting of the brain?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was facing down next to the door.
Ominous enough already. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was facing down in front of the door. And where I hung that was on the opposite side of the door, next to the window, like,
clearly
wall.
The ghost did not appreciate your art.
Yeah, which
what
is...
What a dick.
Yeah. Every
fuck
art...
Fuck that ghost.
Everything I have up there, like, all hanged and stuff, is things that I either bought or my friends made.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I had about my painting, it's a fucking brain, which is awesome,
mm-hmm.
and he hated it.
What a disrespectful is... house guest.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you believe the nerve of this ghost?
Yeah, right? So then... I start investigating because I'm like, why? Why is it here? You know, I'm like, it's that noise that I heard because it did sound kind of like it. And I checked the windows, all closed. They're big, heavy windows, so mm-hmm. you can't really open it. It's even hard to get in the mm-hmm. house if you're using that window. And we have these heavy, what are they called? Those?
Blinds?
Yeah, the heavy blinds that canceled the light,
mm-hmm.
and it was drawn down, so, like, it had no evidence of it, like, it be the wind, you mm-hmm. know? So I'm like, it was something that fucking hated
it was
my
a ghost
painting.
That fucking hates art.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't know real art.
Yes, terrible taste.
Yeah, I literally got pissed off more than scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my mom, I'm like, Mom, I'm not crazy. I found this on the floor. And I'm like, how rude. And I'm like, you are a guest here. You're lucky I gave you a room.
You don't even pay rent, ghost.
Yeah, and then I close the door and I'm like, I'm not going in there.
You don't pay again. Rent. And you slap my art across the room.
The room. That's not cool, man. That's mm-hmm. not cool. So I had a weird experience, and I can make jokes right now, but once I get home, I'm going to be spooked and not go in that room. Yeah.
And I'm going to go home and sleep on that bed like a baby.
Yeah, and then the funny part is that I was so scared, but my mom even asked me, she's like, because that room is right next to my room. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, hey, if you're scared, do you want to sleep in my room? And I'm like, I'm not a baby mom.
My mom would just be like, grow up, God.
The difference is mothers.
Yeah.
But then I told
her. And my dad would probably just make fun of me.
Yeah. Being brave that I play like.
Mm-hmm.
Person, that did not make sense, but you know what I mean. What's it called? I told my mom, I'm like, no, I'm stubborn. I'm going to stay in my room, and all I'm going to say is, if you're trying to bother me, it's not working. Go bother someone else. And my grandma was sleeping over, and she was sleeping in the living room, and I literally said, I'm like, go bother my grandma. She's annoying. And I'm like, no, you know what? Don't bother my grandma because fuck then her. She's going to keep me awake.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to sleep. And I have school tomorrow, so bye.
Respect your elders, ghost. Oh, wait. You're dead.
You're dead.
So who knows how old you are.
But that day, I did not sleep at all. And
damn.
Yeah. The next morning, I did have headaches and a panic attack. So it wasn't a great experience.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah. I might have been crazy and it might have been all in my head, but I do have proof that fucking canvas was still on the floor in front of the door, so it's something.
Yep.
Some type of proof. What's it called? Because it's Halloween,
mm-hmm.
Do you have any plans or like...
Absolutely not.
You're just gonna give candy?
Yeah.
Kids
don't really come around my area anymore.
Mm-hmm. Because so, they're all adults now.
Yeah, my mom bought, like, the biggest bag of candy.
You know what she could do?
Hmm.
She could bring some and give it to me.
I'm going to wash off, like, one of the, like, pet food scoops. Uh-huh. And I'm just going to be like, here, kids. Just, like, just dump candy into their
thing.
There's
no, like, candy and dog food.
No, I'll wash it. I'm not that mean. Or, like, get, like, a, I don't know, like a Tupperware bucket.
Yeah.
There you go, so their parents won't freak out.
Freak out about it. And just give them two handfuls.
Yeah,
that's
go.
What I do.
Take
in my
another
neighborhood.
Handful. God knows I don't need this candy.
Yeah. In my neighborhood, there's not a lot of kids. And I never decorate my house because I never have time. And I'm always, like, even... To this day, there's no decoration.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of dressing up last minute, like always.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have two outfits, like always.
Of course.
But because we didn't decorate the house, I assume people are not going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always, like, these kids that come. I live near a elementary school,
mm-hmm.
So they still end up, like...
Weirdly enough,
yeah.
And yet we get no kids.
Yeah, we get kids knocking in our house, even if there's no decorations.
Mm-hmm.
And then I open it, and I'm like, fuck, I have no candy, because
mm-hmm.
I expected you not to come. But luckily, because I always dress up during the day, I did receive candy,
mm-hmm.
So I give out my candy.
I thought you were saying that you were just going to, like, do a little dance for them.
Trick!
There you go.
Yeah. But, yeah, I always end up giving away my candy that I collected and work hard, and then I'm upset about it because I'm like, fuck, I worked hard for that candy.
I earned that candy.
My outfit was awesome. But are you going to dress up your dogs? Okay, so Dusty here has... Three cats. I always add another one.
Spike is like Ziggy's basically another cat.
Yeah, and Ziggy's a dog.
He's like the same size as my cats.
Yeah, and he's respected by Jace, which...
Only Jace.
Yeah.
Jace is my big
bros,
fat cat.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I have this theory where, like, imagine humans, right? Because pets are tiny humans. And their personality are, like, human-like, where I'm just like, you're just another human. You just look different. And, yeah, but her cats, there's one, Jace, that he's the only cat boy.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded weird.
Yeah. He's the only male cat in the house.
Male cat in the house. And he bonded well with his father, so he's, like, a daddy's boy.
Yeah.
That still sounds weird. And the other two cats are girls.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is an old lady, right?
Yeah, Alma.
And she's very, very
grumpy.
She's grumpy, not aggressive.
No, she's funny.
She's just funny, and she looks like Toothless. Like, you can't imagine. She's all black with green
eyes. She's not affectionate, but she has
fucking
her...
cute.
She has her own way.
Yeah.
She demands sink water, and she meows like an old, like, chain smoker. She always goes, meh, meh. She'll jump up into the sink, and I'm like, not now. I have to go to school, and she'll just be like, meh, meh, meh. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'll give you sink water. Just leave me alone.
And then we have my favorite, and she's a tuxedo cat.
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Charlotte's my favorite. She's so cute. She loves attention, and she bunks her head if you make noises, so it's great. Now, the newest member of this family is,
You forgot my dog's name.
And I say it all the time, Ziggy. Ziggy, he's a chihuahua, long chihuahua, because he's taller than
he's like
normal
a chihuahua.
Yeah, and what's it called? He's a goofy-looking chihuahua, which...
He's got an underbite. He's hilarious.
It's so cute. What's it called? Every time I see him, I go, yo quiero Taco Bell.
No.
Which, if you don't remember, if you're a 90s kid, there used to be a chihuahua dog in Taco Bell logos and mascot and stuff like that, and you used to receive these plushies.
I remember those.
Yeah, and every time you press the button, it just goes, yo quiero Taco Bell. And it would shake, too. It was weird. I love that thing.
How expensive was that for the company to make?
I have no idea.
You must have actually had to, like, pay for that extra.
Yeah. Just to have the voice, too.
Yeah, there's no way. I feel like that's, like,
and
too
shake.
Much. For, like, them to give out with kids' meals? I don't think Taco Bell has kids' meals.
They don't have to... I think they do.
I have no... I don't know my Taco Bell lore.
Yeah, I haven't been there for a very long time. I'm now a pescatarian, so I don't eat anything there. And I still can. I could replace it, but it's fucking annoying when you're ordering and they're like, well, what do you mean? You know, I'm like, I just want beans, dude. Give me some bean tacos. But as a kid, I do remember they had toys for kids. And I feel because McDonald's had toys for kids and other fast food did too. So they're like, oh, we want to make up them, you know. We'll bring them plushies. Kids like plushies.
Kids love dogs.
Kids love dogs, of course. And
talking dogs? Hell yeah.
What's funny is that... her chihuahua, so you know the whole like Mexican dogs.
Yeah, that's why they were canceled, because it was kind of racist.
Racist, but I loved it. really.
She's Mexican.
Yeah, so
it's okay, folks. It's okay.
It's okay. What's it called? But yeah, I really love that, and Ziggy does remind me.
He does look a lot like the old Taco Bell dog,
only bigger.
Yeah,
taller.
If he got stuck in a taffy puller. That's terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looks like a chihuahua that got stretched out.
Yeah. So their personalities is so funny, because Ziggy, he's so sweet. He's a Hufflepuff like me.
Of course.
And this Gryffindor, Dusty here. what's it called? And then Alma is like an old lady, you know, so she's always... She doesn't care of...
Yeah, she doesn't really interact with the other ones.
Yeah.
Or she tries not to.
Yeah, but she's friends with...
mostly Charlotte.
Yeah, because Charlotte's sweet, so... Yeah, and then Ziggy just likes attention, so he's, like, all over the place. When he arrived, what's it called? Jay's, he usually is a scary cat.
Yeah.
Definition of scary cats with humans. So he's always hiding, but tell me more about it, Jace. Jace
is gigantic. Mm-hmm. He's almost 20 pounds of cat. And
you all mistaked him by your backpack, didn't you?
Yeah, it was like, first of all, I got like judged for this. My cat was on the table. He's not, to clarify, he was not supposed to be on the dining table, which is part of the reason that this happened. But like, an old post on my Instagram, I had my backpack sitting up there because I was getting ready to leave for college, and Jace was all, like, stretched out. And he looks like a fucking bearskin rug when he does. So I almost grabbed him and tried to, like, sling him across my back. No, I thought that he was my backpack for a second because he's so fucking big. He's actually bigger than Ziggy. He's almost twice as big as the dog.
Wow.
So you'd think that Jace would just eat him, but they actually get along. They're, like, total bros.
They're brothers from another mother. What's it called? And I feel like Jace thinks that Ziggy is another, like, no. I think Jace thinks he's not a cat.
Really?
Yeah.
My sister and I would joke that Jace thinks that Ziggy's, like, the world's most beautiful cat. He just, like, admires him. He's like, oh, look at this cat. His long snout. His underbite. Accentuating his teeth. This is truly the world's most glorious example of a cat. And it's just really just this ugly little dog.
Like, in my point of view, like, I feel, especially with all the stories you told me about your cat and stuff like that, I feel like Jace just, he's those kind of kids where, like, if they adopt a brother, mm-hmm. because you've been wanting a brother for a long time, so he's like, we're gonna be best friends. And
that's adorable.
Yeah, and then he's like, come on, like, watch this. I'm gonna mess with Alma right now. All you gotta do is just look at her. And then he looks at her, and then you just hear Alma like,
oh, God.
And Alma's like those kind of kids where, what's it called? Yeah, where you kind of like, you're not even touching her, and mm-hmm. she's like, stop touching me.
Yeah, and just definitely. Like, she's not the most affectionate cat. I love her, but she is kind of a grumpy old lady.
Yeah, and then Charlotte here, she's more like a, she's like, Mom, they're fighting again.
Also love me.
And please, I'm the angel here.
Give me food. Also pick me up.
Are you going to dress Ziggy or any of the cats?
Not the cat. I feel like it's kind of mean to dress your cat up, but yeah.
But you could just put like bat wings.
Yeah,
be a bat like me.
I could, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's okay. It's always next year.
The thing with Ziggy is he has really super super short fur, and as I stated earlier, it was pretty fucking cold here, and he has trouble staying warm in the winter and even in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought him a sweater, and it has a little hood because mm-hmm. he actually likes wearing sweaters because they keep him nice and warm.
Warm and toasty. Which
and
is
it
good.
Has little, it's olive green, and it has a little, like, pink spikes down its back.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes him into a little dinosaur.
Oh, he's so cute.
He's going to be a dogosaurus.
Yeah. Can you take pictures and put it on your Instagram?
Absolutely.
I want to see them. Yes.
I have to fix it, though, because it's a little big on him. Aww. I'm just going to put a couple stitches in
it. Yeah, just, like, crunch the tail a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good. My dog's, Lola the poodle, mm-hmm. she is going to be a hamburger. And
nice.
Olive the wiener dog is going to be a hot dog.
It fits them because Lola's, like, the chunky one.
Yeah. And I wish I had, like, curly fries kind of outfit for her because she is a poodle.
Oh, that fits. That's
that would have been fit perfectly. And, of course, like, if you have a wiener dog, it's the law to put a hot dog outfit. Like,
of course.
And that fits perfectly, too. Like, even the long kind of
mm-hmm.
interior. Is that how you call it? I don't know. I'm making up words now. But
you mean the bun?
Yeah. Like, it the long kind of outfit
mm-hmm.
fits her perfectly because she's already long, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not, like, making her heavy. The weird part is that every time Lola loves outfits. Since she was a pup, and mm-hmm. when I just got her, like, she would get cold, so we would put her in sweaters, and she used to beg for, like, her sweater. Every time she sees it, she wants it put on. But Olive, she's, even if she's shivering, she hates sweaters. She hates anything on her. She feels like I put it on, and she just surrenders. She just leans.
She's like a cat.
She starts leaning. Yeah.
Those videos where they, like, put a jacket on a cat, and it just kind of plops over.
Exactly. She feels like she's sick. She just, like, pops.
They just give
and
up.
Stay. Yeah. And then Lola just acts like it's part of her, you know? So it's so funny, personalities, man. I'm telling you, they're tiny humans.
Well, they are certainly individuals.
Yeah. And then I feel like Lola is more like me. She has my personality. Mm. And then Olive has my sister's personality, which is hilarious.
Don't let her listen to this.
Yeah. If you're listening, I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
She's not sorry. She just winked at me. She called you a bitch.
No, I didn't. You're going to get me in trouble.
I'm kidding.
real quick, what's your favorite scary movie?
Quality-wise?
Yes.
Is definitely Hereditary. Ooh. I know a lot of people say that, but
I have not seen that. We're going to see this weekend.
Of course.
Please.
It's one of the few horror movies that really stuck with me. Like, afterwards, like, you see them, they're spooky, and then you shake it off. But that's, like, one of the ones that I'm just like, huh, I'm going to have to mull over this for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it because it's not that it's not gory, but I feel like it uses it effectively. I don't like gore fest movies. It's not that I can't stomach it, but it, like, when they use it too much, it just...
It's just repetitive.
Yeah, it just loses its effect.
Yeah.
And I feel like Hereditary not only scares you psychologically, which is, in my opinion, like, the best kind of horror movie, but it uses, like, the actual bloody parts, like, to accentuate that fear and just, like... It's absolutely horrifying and shocking. And I don't want to spoil anything for anyone who hasn't seen it, but that movie's batshit crazy. And it goes places that you don't initially think at the beginning. And it's genuinely upsetting to see what happens to this family. And I love it, and it's disturbing, and I hate it because it's disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like one of the few horror movies that really stuck with me. Now... If we're talking about horror movies that fucked me up, when I was a little kid, my parents let me watch. They either let me watch or they didn't realize that I was watching Poltergeist, which if you watch it as an adult, it's not really that scary. Mm-hmm.
But as a kid,
it fucked me up.
You know what messed me up?
I watched it when I was like 5. That fucking tree. That fucking tree.
Yeah.
Everyone was afraid of the clown. Under that kid's bed. I was afraid of the man-eating tree monster because I had a tree outside of my room.
I was afraid of the nanny.
There was a nanny in that movie?
Yeah, it was a nanny.
Oh, yeah.
She talks like a little girl.
She wasn't an... I think she was like a ghost hunter, right?
Yeah, I don't know, but she scared me. I didn't like her voice. I know, but her voice was not normal. And it sucks because that's her actual voice, and what's it called? I probably sound like a little kid, too. But, she was short, too, so it matches with her. But when you're a kid...
We took away very different things from that movie.
When I first saw her and she spoke, I was spooked because I'm like, she kind of looked like my grandma, but she's talking like me, you know, kind of thing. And I'm like, what is she? But then she's the one helping them. So I'm just like, why am I afraid of her but not the tree?
I assume you were afraid of the clown.
Of course I am.
Everyone's afraid of the. It's a stuffed toy. You beat the piss out of it. You can't beat up a tree. It's made out of wood. What are you gonna do? That's my reasoning.
Go ahead. One more thing
about that movie that fucked me up as a kid is we had those big clunky like boxy TVs, and I don't know, again because I'm old. When you turn them off initially. And, like, the lights are off, the screen will kind of glow for a while.
Yeah.
And that fucking terrified me.
Yeah, same.
I hated that so much because I thought the TV was going to grab me and get me, even though that's not what happened in the movie, I don't believe. But that's, like, what baby Dorothy took away. I'm like, oh, no, the TV got her. Fuck. Now my TV's glowing.
Dude, TVs terrified me, first of all, because of the movie The Ring.
Oh, yeah.
But also because I saw this movie. I forgot what's it called. If you guys know what's it called, please message me on Instagram and tell me, like, that I'm dumb and that this is what it's called. But it was about the spirit shadow people. Mm-hmm. And they actually, you could see them in the TV when it, like, staticky channels, uh-huh. You see the shadow people and they're speaking, but then they come out.
What the fuck?
And yeah, and they haunt your ass. So yeah, so that's I was
feel
scared
like I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen it, but I remember seeing like an ad on TV a long time ago, yeah, for a movie like that. It was about, yeah, like white noise or,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know if it's ever, I definitely have never seen it. I don't know if,
yeah,
it's good.
I saw it and I was young too, so mm-hmm. It's like I just remember shadow people in those staticky TVs, and I'm like, either way, I'm not gonna turn on my TV like that because The Ring will come out too. You know, I'm like, you guys stay in there.
The noise that those channels made.
Terrifying.
I was afraid of flushing the toilet when I was a little kid because it was so loud. Mm-hmm. That every it's time loud, it was like
loud sounds terrified me. So TVs too. And the thing that sucks is that as a kid I would never sleep. Mm-hmm. I could not sleep at all because my brain won't shut up, and especially when I'm scared. Mm-hmm. So I would not sleep during the night, but during the day I'll knock out, and then they're like, why are you tired? Like, imagine having an hour of sleep and going to elementary school, and people are so energetic, and I'm like, why are you jumping? You know? I'm tired.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I just remembered that scene from Poltergeist where the steak crawls across the table.
Oh, yeah.
And the dude rips his face off. What in the fuck? I believe that movie was rated PG when it first came out.
That's not a PG.
What were people on?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Even
to have the idea of steak moving and someone taking their face off. Yeah.
Because it was like a raw piece of meat, yeah, like stop motion, like crawling across a table and then like exploding-ish. Mm-hmm. Like guts come out of it. I'm like, I'm not going to sleep.
What I heard about that movie is that they actually used real skulls.
Yeah, they did.
And stuff. Yeah, and then I guess the little girl, she was sick and stuff, so yeah, she ended up dying. But everybody ended up
dying
in a weird way.
I don't know, the story, but there's, a whole myth, the movie was cursed or something.
Yeah.
I don't know the specifics.
Because of the skull, them digging.
It's definitely, in my opinion, definitely not cursed. But unfortunately, I believe a lot of the actors and such were met with a lot of tragedies,
yeah,
after that.
They're
so
all sick or
if
like,
you're interested in that, look it up because I don't know the specifics.
Yeah, me neither. I might do a research from them and then maybe bring it up, but mm-hmm. If not, I'm sorry. I'm just too busy. I'm a college student too.
Yeah. And
we're old and we're always full of homework and stuff like that. But talking about the spooky trees, mm-hmm. isn't it what's more spooky is in real life.
Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, fires. We have a lot of fires.
Yeah,
we don't
fire
have,
started
California,
down the street from my house.
Yeah, California doesn't get snow days. We get fires.
Yeah, we get fire days.
That's weird.
You know how kids get like snow days off of school?
Yeah,
we
get fires.
Like smoke days.
Yeah, smoke days.
It's too dangerous mm-hmm. to breathe the air.
Did you know because of the ratings of the wind and stuff like that in mm-hmm. most fires that we've been having these couple of months mm-hmm. Is kind of, it rates the same effect of the smoke. Mm-hmm. You could look this up in NASA website and find more information. I'm kind of like just giving it a brief, but it's kind of like going back to those days where like they used to use coal and wood to make work all these machines. And you know how it would be in the air mm-hmm. a lot, and that's how people got sick and stuff like that. The air pollution is the same way as the same way.
Well, the air quality in LA is bad enough as it is.
Yeah.
Like you catch all of California on fire, it's not getting any better
at this rate. It's not. They would think that, like, even firefighters, they risk their lives to put out fires, and a lot of firefighters we lost. But also, whenever they turn it off mm-hmm. and they walk away from it, and because of the wind, they will go back to on fire.
Yeah.
It's like it's never ending. We're losing so much trees.
Almost lost my house last year.
Almost lost your house, and again to just a couple of days where like
yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Fire
they had
started like 10 minutes from my house. Mm-hmm. Luckily, they put it out fast enough.
Yeah, and like you had no power and
yeah.
all this homework that you need internet from. it's just, it's horrible. And this is why, what's it called? Have you heard of YouTubers having a foundation kind of thing? We're saying that they want to plant 20 million trees in 2019, and there's only two more months, so they need help for that. So it's from Mr. Beast. He challenged himself because he has
to. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
But so, I applaud him for his effort, because God knows.
So what's funny is that it stopped recording, and we don't know when.
So
yeah. So if it stops out of nowhere, you know why.
I hope we got the good poltergeist bits where I was talking about the steak.
Yeah. That was funny.
It was so funny, guys. You wouldn't even believe. You missed hilarious. Some good bits.
Good bits. But real quick, before exiting this recording and saying goodbye, I just wanted to say that because of the fires in California, we should support Mr. Beast and Mark Rover.
Whoever those people are, because I live in a hole.
Yeah, I did explain who they are, but it did not record. So.
I still live in a hole. That changes absolutely nothing.
If you don't know who they are or, like, what is their foundation, it's basically, short story, they partnership with Arbor Day Foundation to plant trees, and Mr. Beast wants to plant 20 million trees for 2019. That is a lot of trees. And especially because we're... All our trees are burned, man. We need trees to clean our air. And what's it called? If you want more information, you could go to teamtree.org. And if you want to check even more information too, like another thing you could do is go to hashtag teamtrees. Everybody is donating because they need our help.
There's
a lot of trees. Yeah. And you could turn your dollar into a tree, which is awesome.
Back into a tree.
Especially because a lot of paper, man. A lot of paper.
Yeah, we're art majors. Yeah. Sorry, planet.
But
I make sure to use the paper respectfully. Yeah. I respect you, trees. Also, I do a lot of digital art. Mm-hmm. So, not to throw Yolanda under a bus here. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn to use digital. Dorothy is going to teach me, hopefully.
Yeah. One of these days.
One of these days when we have time. But, so I just wanted to say that and would say goodbye. And sorry again if it stopped. I'm going to check.
Again, probably lost a lot of good bits that I'm too dumb to remember.
If we do, I am going to listen back to this recording to see exactly where it stopped.
And then you're going to have to pretend to be me and fill in all of the blanks.
All the blanks. No,
it would be really funny if it caught all of this and we're just repeating the same shit over.
Exactly, because I don't know exactly where it stopped. Mm-hmm. So would you like to come back?
Sure.
To the podcast? Like, we will have another podcast together. I mean, episode. Why am I saying podcast?
We're starting a new podcast. No.
And what's it called? And maybe, like, if we did miss a lot, we will try to fill in the gaps in that episode. So,
especially the crawling stakes.
Yeah, crawling stakes, guys. If you don't know what that is, sorry. But thank you guys for listening. Again, I am Yolanda, and this is Dorothy, aka Dusty, in the house. And what's it called? Aloha, morons. Bye.